This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Fear here on Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. Continuing our conversation with Dr. Frank Tamburi of our weekly Trump Report that can go for hours. I mean, I don't think it's ever been less than 3 hours, and it's just straight, no breaks, you know, and sometimes 5-6 hours, just ridiculous. But we get a lot of issues and a lot of subject matter. But he really wanted to talk about this Tucker Carlson interview with Larry Sinclair. And I didn't. What did we learn from it? Well, we get to that, but because it's a long show and we have limited time, I've edited out a lot of what I think was repetitive stuff about that show. Now, if you want to get the whole show, you can go to freedomphoenix.com. And at the top right, you'll see Declare Your Independence with ErnestHancock.com link to the show. And you can go in there and you can listen to the whole everything, unedited, the beginning and the end of all the shows and so on, and enjoy yourself. But, you know, for brevity, I've edited some of the conversation out to get to some meat of some stuff. So we can try and get most of the show in without all the repetitive stuff on the Larry Sinclair issue that if you're listening to the show, you can find I care a lot less about it than Frank does. But what did we learn? That the government and media lie? I mean, okay, I went in knowing that. Hopefully you go in knowing that too, but it's more fun. Enjoy.
With Tucker finally having a show, Tucker mentioned him at some point in the past, recently. He talked about Larry Sinclair as an example of the type of stories that mainstream media has consistently refused to cover, like Jeffrey Epstein. There's a whole list of things, and Tucker knows probably more than we do. I mean, I'm sure he's heard about stories that people investigated, and they said
enough.
No. So that's why he decided to have Larry on his show.
Go ahead. Enough. This is, you know, it's not fascinating to me. What we're talking about, this whole thing, I got tons. I probably sitting here as you're talking, going through my email, telegrams, and so on, probably at least a dozen variations of this story. People sending me, and I'm like, and this means what to me? What does it mean? We got a president that does drugs. I'm like, God, you know, hell, you know, Biden needs more. Okay, then I'm going. Then there are sexual perversions of deviation from the norm of diversity of who they want to, how they want to clubbing, you know, whatever. But just like with JFK, you know, they got their Secret Service. Some guys facilitate this stuff. You know, they hip. You know, well, we're gonna hook you up, man. We get you in the back room of. So I.
But
why? Why does this affect me? Why should I care?
Well, first off, look, there's a couple quick things. First off, there's a belief by many people, whether we share it or not, that Joe Biden is not running this White House. And many people think who's running it? Many people think it is Barack Obama still running it. I don't know. But that's the belief from people. Then you're looking at the next candidate, if Biden somehow gets sick suddenly, because especially if nothing else, but look at his poll numbers, is that Michelle Obama very well might be the candidate for the Democrats. So, I mean, this is topical in a sense. I know you don't vote, so you don't care. But the thing is, it's a massive bombshell, at least from the Democrats themselves, trying to figure out who the next candidate should be. And then to find out that the media lied about it this whole time. I don't think the issue is whether he's bisexual or not. It's the fact that they lied, which gives credence.
What, is this like news?
Saying media doesn't help.
I'm like, the media lie. Look, they're lying. They're lying liars. And I'm going... Wow!
Well, this is not news to you.
It's shiny objects. It's just
more shiny objects.
Look over here.
One other thing is this is an example.
Okay,
forget about Larry Sinclair. What if this was Jeffrey Epstein? What if we were getting girls that were now women talking about the celebrities and politicians of Jeffrey Epstein? Would that be newsworthy to you? That, to me, it's not about Larry Sinclair. It's the fact that when the establishment has a narrative or anything that blocks or gets in the way of what they want, completed, then they will make sure it doesn't come out.
How many times do I got to put up that, J.P. Morgan or Morgan Stanley, whatever the heck, the banking thing, knew $1 billion, at least a bit, which means gazillion dollars, $1 billion worth of suspicious transactions with Epstein and his clients and them doing whatever to help facilitate all this sex trafficking stuff. Well, they knew. They've had, they know the same thing going on with Biden. Biden and Hunter and their bribery BS that they're pay-to-play kind of U.S. I'm a VP of finding out Hunter is taking Air Force Two around or something. Okay, I get it. They're corrupt. Now what? What are you going to do? Vote harder. It's like, really?
No.
All of this is this comes out. You get so excited because wherever you're getting your news, they're so excited about being excited about how Obama got excited with drugs and gay guys in the limo. I mean,
issue.
What is the issue? That the media lies?
I don't care what the issue is.
That the government lies? Is that it?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. We're just not communicating on this. The fact that it's a story, whatever the story is, imagine it's a story that the Nord Stream pipeline, what if we have proof that it was destroyed by this current administration, right? I mean, that story would not be allowed on the news. Or how about COVID? How about if COVID back in 2020?
The media's going to lie about news. It's going to lie about politics. It's going to lie about health. It's going to lie about COVID. It's
going to
lie. The media and the government's going to lie. Is that the lesson we're getting here? Is that what we're spending time on? Really?
Newsflash,
really?
Ernie.
Really?
It's not a newsflash to you. I've said this a million times. An audience, Ernie and I have had this debate, I don't know, for like a decade now. And the issue is, it's not whether you or I or this audience that's usually ahead of the curve of all this gets it. It's the millionth monkey, as the saying is. It's not the people mainstream America losing confidence in the system. And to find out that Epstein, that reporters knew about it for a decade or more and did nothing about it, that Sound of Freedom is illuminating a problem that the media could be covering and they're not. And the reason is what Tucker is now finally in a position with an audience large enough and the background to say, here are the stories that they don't want you to know about. You, Ernie Hancock may not think it's important. That's fine. And maybe it's not really important overall about who has sex with who. But the point is, the system said, you're not allowed to know this because it got in the way of what they were trying to do. And that's the issue. And maybe it takes a stupid sex story to wake up. If this was about tax codes or about racking up the debt and not showing the M2 status for our economy, that would put half the country or more to sleep. But you bring up a story like this or Jeffrey Epstein, it at least reinforces that the establishment protects itself in ways that the average American didn't realize. Tom Brokaw doesn't lie to me. Ted Koppel doesn't lie. CNN might be a little biased, but they wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong.
That's the story. All right, my turn. There are benefits to understanding that this stuff goes on, okay? If you do not know If you don't know, I mean, you know, I didn't know. Nobody told me. I didn't know that the government lies to me to benefit they, them, those, or some corporation or some special interest or some profit margin of whatever, or stocks that go up that Pelosi has or whatever. You know, I didn't know that the government would send out, you know, lies and have press secretaries up there BSing me and obfuscating the truth because it benefit whatever, or they would shiny objects, some aliens are coming, or this is important and this is not, and, you know, pay no attention to the laptop, and the, you know, I didn't know they would do that, okay? Or they come in, they go, and the media helps them. The media's part of it. Big tech is linked right in with, you know, the intelligence communities and the propaganda, the what? Oh, they had to change the law? They had to change the law that prevented the U.S. government from propagandizing its own people. You do that overseas all you want, which for 9/11, what do? They plant stories in Murdoch's newspapers in Australia, then come and talk about them on Meet the Press on Sunday morning, talking head Dick Cheney crap here in America. That's how they kind of bypass. And then they screw it. We'll just directly propagandize people. Oh, we'll get in there. You know, we'll be one of the third party CIA link. You know, get the information from Samsung, Google. We got you totally agreed iPhone crap. You know, oh, and if you buy a Liberty Safe, well, we got that combination too, okay? So this is, you know, if you don't know by now, then you're too stupid to be saved. I am not here to, the only way I know to be free is to advocate it for everybody. It is not my responsibility to make sure everybody knows. If you don't want the truth, if you're an NPC, non-participant character, you're just a, you know, the background on Gran Turismo or something, man, you know, a Grand Theft Auto, you're just, you know, one of the guys on the sidewalk that you can never hit, you know, but so you're sitting there and you're going, what's my line? Where's my cat? Where's my cat? Where's my cat? You know, I'm just, how much responsibility do I have to try and beat? And are you the guy at Thanksgiving dinner in your family that is just, everybody is like, oh God, don't invite Freddie, man. You know, it's just going to be conspiracy, conspiracy. It's like that time Frank was here. Oh my God, don't do that, you know. But the thing is that what happens? Most of the time, the people already know. They just don't. They just choose not to think about it. You got to come in with a special kind of tie, a little segue, you know, relevant thread that it, you know, builds on something else, which is what Frank is trying to do with this story. They lie. Oh my God! If we don't know that by now, we're not going to solve this. This is, if we're dwelling. Look, more exposure of the lie.
Let me finish.
That more exposure of the lie, that the government tells the truth, that they have your best interest at heart, that they're representing you and your interest, and not them, and theirs, and individuals, and corporations, and massive, you know, that we got Soros coming out saying, oh no, if Trump wins in 24, he'll derail the globalist agenda. Can't have that. Well, was it a campaign, you know, sign for Trump? It's like, wow. I have been doing this for almost 40 years, okay? Guys, is it 40 years? At least 35. So 35 years since the late 80s, and I'm telling you, I have been surprised at how long it has took the Internet for this information just to be made available to John Q. Public, okay? When they get access to this information that they're lied to, they're being stolen from, they're being exploited, they're being used, they're being multi-generational ripoff of UO, and on and on and on, but they don't care. And it's not that they don't care. It's that they know that whoever's telling them, you know, this or that about is lying, or they're not the truth, or there's something else going on, or they just got to worry about their own little world, or they, you know, the bombs haven't started on their horizon. So when it happens, which will be a food thing, when it's a food thing, then they're going, yep, now we know. UFO show and what exactly to do about it. Get more food. Oh, you can't have that food. We got stories going up now that monthly quotas that dairy farmers in Canada meet, and then they got to dump thousands or hundreds of thousands of gallons of milk just because they're not allowed. This happened in the United States during the Depression, after the Depression era, when they were telling farmers what they could and couldn't grow, and now that's going on. Remember, a couple of years ago, they were paying farmers. United States Department of Agriculture goes, take all your extra fuel that you have and dump it on your trails. You know, just keep weeds down, just dump it. And destroy all your crops. And we need proof that you did it. And we'll pay you 1.5 times market value for the crop if you destroy it. This is just common knowledge. You know, this happened open. They, you know, there's a letter. And what did they do? They did it. Why? Because they made money. So all of this, you pile up and pile up and pile up these instances of this, and you go, well, what are we going to do about it? We're going to be outraged by Obama did coke and, you know, wieners. And I'm going, you know, it's so much bigger than that. And that, you know.
Well.
What?
I don't know, Ernie.
How is it not bigger than that? How is that the issue? What is the issue? They lie. They are hypocritical liars. They'll say what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to act, and it doesn't apply to them. And they'll do it to the tune of millions dead. Millions dead through bombs, through bullets, through vaccines, through health, through crap in the atmosphere, in your water, your air, your soil, your food. They'll take away your livestock. They'll take away your property. They'll close the farm. They'll arrest Amish guys supplying their family and friends with meat. They'll go after. And we got to worry about what? They're lying? Of course they're lying! That's what they're there to do! Now what? Frank, I'm telling
Ernie,
you, man.
Just so you know, Ernie's not only, unfortunately or fortunately, my friend, but he's also my patient at times. And I'm worried about your blood pressure, man. So let's take some raw wolf for
you. You know, it's been going down. It's been going down. I was like 118 over nothing. I was like, oh, man, I got checked out again, you know?
Ernie's the only person where his doctor's going to be his own death of him here.
Right.
All right, so
you're literally killing me.
So look, I get it. I mean, our audience has already been skipped to the end. We're waiting for everyone to figure it out. That's been the most frustrating thing, right? And yeah, we have a unique audience, but it's to me, I'm always looking at the kind of like it's the mainstream, right? Because to me, the change won't occur when it's just, you know, the diehards who are really interested in this for whatever reason. I mean, some of it, I think, is actually nature. I won't get into it here, but Ernie and I have chatted about the psychological makeup of libertarians. We tend to be technically one of the rarest personality types who fall to Myers-Briggs. So, you know, it's like less than 1% of the population, yet libertarians make up a lot larger group than that. So there's different reasons why we might be, or people who question the system. Remember, again, nature versus nurture. You put a bunch of primates, you know, into a group, a bunch of apes or monkeys, you know, there's going to be one that'll be an alpha, and the rest of them, all of a sudden, they kind of get in line behind it. And if the alpha's taken out, then a new one gets there, and they get in line, right? There's leaders and followers. You can't have any leaders if you don't have followers. I mean, my mother even told me that years ago. Libertarians tend not to be the follower types. Doesn't mean we're all anarchists or hate authority, or some do. It's just the fact that we just, on our makeup, are not like that. The thing is, the majority of human beings are. And that's kind of the quandary for some of us real freedom people. Because sometimes we feel like we're trying to shake people and say, look, don't you want to be free? Fight for your freedom. And Ernie's view is that all of us have the same basal love and principle for freedom. And I like to believe that, but I think there's also a component where some people are content to let someone else do it for them. And that's an argument for another time. Ernie and I have had some nice, great rant lessons on that. But what I'm trying to get to with about why this is somewhat important, why to you, it's
okay, he's trying to get to it, folks. Here it goes.
But look, go. In 2016, when you and I first started arguing all the time, you know, I commented about how many normies or even neocons that I knew who they knew that CNN was biased a little bit, but they didn't really believe that they would really lie about something, even Fox News, right? And yet it was seeing the overt kind of disparate way of reporting that they did against Donald Trump that they've never seen before. They went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, there would be blatant lies about a speech he would give, taken completely out of context and rehacked. And once they would see the full speech, they couldn't believe with their own eyes the level of malarkey, to use a Joe Biden term, that they would do. And I saw many people get red-pilled at that moment. But for many of them, and for many Americans, how if through these years, they've learned to not trust their media, whatever it is, including conservatives turning on Fox or other, or the Wall Street Journal, or at least you start questioning them. And that is a huge milestone for normie Americans. I had a friend of mine who I grew up with. He came from Ukraine back from the Soviet Union days. I knew him back in 1988. And we had a debate once. He was one of my best friends. I learned a lot about America through his eyes. And we had a debate about some issue, politics. I forget what it was. But I said, well, where are you getting your information? And he said, well, he was getting it from international and from Russian news. And I said, Russian news? I said, my news comes from American sources. I know you can laugh. This is back in 1988. And he told me something I'll never forget. He said, the problem, because I love America. Man, he loved this country. Still does. But he said, the problem with Americans is that you guys completely trust and don't question your media. He said, the thing in the Soviet Union is that, he said, we already know they're lying to us. Like, we already know it. So everything that we watch and learn, we're already reading with a skeptical eye because it's been ingrained in it since we've been born. But you Americans don't even have that skeptical eye. So you're just like this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed young five-year-old, a person who just doesn't question anything, and that will be your downfall. He said that back in 1988. So now, here we are. We've got Reddit, a lot of normies, a lot of seniors, like my parents. And, you know, that's a lot for them because they were born and raised and spent their whole life in this system. And as far as they're concerned, they never even dreamt they could be lied to all this time. Maybe they just were lied to since 2016. That's when they didn't like Trump for some reason. They're trying to wrap their head why Trump is a problem. Is he really a racist and a fascist dictator? Why would all the media say that about him if it wasn't true? But yet my son doesn't think that's the case. And a lot of people I know don't think Trump's bad. I don't know what's going on here. And they start looking into the media and they start questioning it. But what Larry Sinclair, going back to this, or the Jeffrey Epstein, or these stories are bringing up, and you might say, what's the point? Well, that's from 2008, 2007. So you start to get these people who they first start to get the camel's head under their head.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Biden administration can only enforce border security laws that are on the books. In an interview with CNN, Mayorkas emphasized Monday, the White House believes comprehensive immigration reform must come from Congress.
We have responded with a model approach that has proven to work, which is to build lawful pathways for individuals to arrive in a safe and orderly way and to deliver consequences for those who don't meet them.
The Biden administration's investigating complaints from New York City Mayor Eric Adams now that many illegal immigrants are being housed in the Big Apple. Hurricane Lee continues stirring up dangerous rip currents and surf all along the Bahamas, Hispaniola, and the Turks and Caicos Islands and elsewhere. The Category 3 storm slowly spinning northward across the Atlantic. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say it's still too soon to tell how it could impact the continental U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature. All right, here we go. This is just today. Just today, just today, just today. The COVID-19 crisis is back until it brands into something else. Ron Paul Institute coming out. Is COVID-19 back for real this time? Is the Aris variant the real deal? These kinds of questions keep coming up again and again, and it's all by design. Is it? I was afraid. The only fear I had of the pandemic was that they really had something that would really get you really. You know, and it'd be bodies piled up like cordwood, as Bob would say. You know, so I'm just, that didn't happen, or they couldn't get it to happen, or didn't happen yet, or whatever. They got to turn on the 5G of, turn, so how many 5G articles I got to have? How much I got to have about carbon nano self-assembly of circuitry in the blood of the mRNA, turning the spike protein into, and all of a sudden now everybody's, you know, semen is full of, spike proteins instead of, you know, sperm that's going to fertilize, and yeah. This is why everyone's Googling October 4th. Buddy Brown video up there, he's just a YouTuber out in the woods and whatever, and he's going, yep, October 4th, it's going to be like the Federal Emergency Management Agency. You got to be afeard and pay attention to us because they pay attention to us. De-Googled phones, inconvenient and impractical? Well, you know, I got one and about ready to start using it a lot more and doing stuff from Rob Braxman, in fact, is one I have. Oh, Elon Musk has got to sue the Anti-Defamation League, you know, for them saying how anti-Semitic he is because he doesn't censor enough tweets on, or twits, or X's, or whatever the hell they call it now, on his social media platform. So them going after, oh, it's costing them money. Oh, you can't advertise with them. You're not in the club. Because the ADL is using their weight to go after this. So Elon Musk, all right, I'm going to have to sue. So that's going to be interesting. There will be a settlement on that. I guarantee freaking tape. Because if they go to discovery and they start out and the ADL's like, no, we just say it, so you just got to do it. And it's like the NAACP or the ACLU or Black Lives Matter or whatever the hell. We just said it. You got to pay us off. This is Al Sharpton's thing. You pay us off and you're a great, wonderful human being. You don't and you're a racist son of a bit. You know, oh, I didn't say that. We're going to get you. Okay? So I'm like, all right. Breaking, huge, voter identity theft. Arizona judge defines voter registration record as, well, what happened? The Secretary of State, which is a Democrat, which the governor, Katie Hobbs, was Secretary of State, counted her own election this last time. Then what he's doing and how they had the next election in 22 and how they're doing, all of a sudden, Carrie Lake getting it to the Supreme Court, they're finally going, yeah, you guys violated the law. You guys said, oh, we don't compare mail-in voter signatures this way. We do it this way. We kind of, you know, glance over, use another database. We use tea leaves and bones and did something. Whatever. They didn't do what the law says and actually check it. So now they're going, well, you did it wrong. Now what's going to happen with that? Is that like a big deal to anybody? I don't know. We'll find out. Kamala Harris ready to take over as president if Biden can't do the job. Well,
good.
Bring it, whatever, because what am I going to say? What difference is it going to make to me, Frank? What? Don't care, okay? You know, oh, this person's in charge of me now. Oh, okay.
Well, it would definitely make the show more interesting.
Oh, God. Bullets and brains to my own head come to mind. All right. Lucifer Publishing Company. What is the Lucius Trust, and why is Lucius Trust located next to United Nations building? All right, here we got Lucifer Publishing. You know, that's a whole nother long story. I don't want to get into it. It's more of the same crap. Bill Gates is funding a scheme to cut down 70 million acres of forest in North America for climate change. What? I mean, are they expecting us to, you know, all of a sudden? And then what's the next story of Bill Gates? He just likes having his name printed. Buys $95 million worth of Anheuser-Busch shares following Bud Light disaster. Because why? I don't know, because it's pretty damn low. He's probably going to make some money. They do something. It's going to come back. Bill Gates bets on Bud Light's comeback as tech mogul buys 1.7 million shares. Whatever. Gun safe manufacturer. Here you go. Liberty Safe gives FBI access code to a protester's safe. Oh, well, I guess, you know, it's Liberty not safe anymore. Okay? Then we got 5G is turning on a bunch of stuff. The most accurate description of the Western world today seems to be in the Book of Revelation by Paul Craig Roberts. Who is he? He was in the Reagan administration. You know, so I'm going, all right. See, we got the Sam Bankman freed guy, you know, with the crypto money laundering Ukraine Democratic crap going on, but don't care. Scientists grow human embryo in a lab without sperm, egg, or womb. Really? Now what? We're going to have harvesting like in the Matrix? You know, do they have a soul? Do they have parents? Who do these clones, clone army, belong to? You know, we're getting right into science fiction here. They're going to be, you know, pod babies doing kind of whatever. We go, oh, artificial intelligence, we're going to worry about that. Oh, hell, they're going to have cyborgs. We're like ghosts in the machine. Now, this stuff is happening. Serial sicknesses. Here, you may have heard that Whoopi Goldberg and Dr. Jill Biden have both come down with COVID again. How could this be? Weren't both of them vaccinated several times? Then they come out, oh, the new variant. No, the other vaccine doesn't help. Got to start over. Got to wear a mask. Got to, you know, here it comes. Facebook files. White House peddled obvious foreign lies about disinformation dozen. Talking about people, the doctors and so on that were warning. Oh, the government and Facebook colluded to lie? Oh, my goodness. Say it ain't so. Frank wouldn't believe you, you know? Then you get Bill Maher and Rogan battling over who's worse, Trump or Biden. Man, I definitely want to get in that argument. You know, I don't care. Eat both of them. All of them. What do you, seriously? 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 You know, Japanese scientists find that COVID-19 and all of the variants are laboratory creations. Shocking. You know, U.S. officials keep boasting about how much the Ukraine war serves U.S. interest. What is America interest is like, you know, Iron Man, the first Iron Man. You know, they come in, you know, I remember Tony Stark, great guy, get this award, you know, protecting America and her interest. I'm going, right there, somebody writing that new, you know, they got to put that one in, America and her interest. I want listed what her interests are. And what comes to mind with that was Cindy Sheehan when they Camp Casey and all this, her son was killed in Iraq, and she goes to the White House, and Baby Bush shaking her hand, well, your son died for a noble cause. She's kind of dumbfounded by this. Later she's going, what noble cause? I want to know what the noble cause was. That was a whole big giant campaign, you know, camping out in front of his ranch, all this kind of stuff. The left and Democrats move on, and all the same people, left, right, it's all the same thing. But what did they do? It was all around what was the noble cause. Are they going to tell us what the noble cause is? What's the noble cause? You know, the Ukraine war serves U.S. interest. What? Is there a big giant thing to get them to say what that is? No. Why? I don't know. Then I don't care. I'm not asking them to tell me anyway. Cancer surging among under 50s worldwide, study says. This is out of Barron's, you know, which is a financial bank, like Wall Street Journal. I mean, you know, cancer surging among under 50s worldwide. But then we got the Rolling Stone releases their new album, Angry, you know, so we got that, I guess. Injustice American style. BLM rioters walk, J6 defendants get almost 20 years. You know, so what's the message here? Now, you're not under lockdown if you're going out to protest the way we want you to. So this is, and then we got stories about how Beverly Hills and high-end stores throughout L.A. are just closing. They're shuttering. They can't keep up with all of the theft. It's a shoplifting. Well, it's not even shoplifting. It's just brazen, I'm taking. You know, what you can do about it? Then you have all the bank failures. All the bank failures there is coming. You know, they have, you know, artificial intelligence and robots are going to be your boss. You know, major hospital corporation pushing sex change training to three-year-olds. Ukraine is shifting the world stage, Colonel Douglas McGregor on Judge Napolitano's thing. Might be of interest to people. Humanoid robots are coming for warehouse jobs. They're going to come for every job. Yeah, I remember there was a meme or something we were talking about on the show one time, and it was, you know, 80% of government jobs could be replaced with robots. And Greg Tibnan, friend, you know, sends me a lot of these memes. He goes, 100% of the government jobs can be replaced with pictures of robots. And I'm going, hey, man, brother, that's it. You know, you got the right mindset. New York Times wakes up to corruption in Ukraine as officials admit military contract money being blah, 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 blah. Do I need them to tell me, oh, it's New York Times, now that must be true. Well, we've known this since forever. That is why Assange is in jail. He goes, Ukraine and Iraq, these are all money laundering operations for all these countries. You send guys in, you get a cut. Australia sends in people to Iraq, you get a cut. UK, a cut. Everybody that does get plow, a cut. Okay? You get a cut. So it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then, oh, here's one. Report, 90% of online content may be AI-generated garbage by 2026. Of course. But, you know, but, but they said this about that. They got, you know, Obama doing cocaine with gay guys.
Woo! Exactly.
You know, I just, so you can see, I do this every day, all day. It is right. Constant, total programming. Yeah. It is just, and why do I put it on Freedom's Phoenix? They, you know, people, they go to Freedom's Phoenix, you know, they hear the radio show. And, you know, I'll talk about Phoenix, and they'll go there, and I'll get email. And they'll be like, well, you know, did you know about this, and what about this, and why this, and are you a liberal, conservative, you know, or I can't really tell what, you know. Well, you put up a story from the New York Times. Why do you think I do that? And so you can see the crap that they're trying to do, because it's interspersed with so much stuff of just calling crap on, like what Frank is doing now, you know. I get it. But for us to spend this much time on this one Tucker does ex-lover of cocaine, Obama guy, for what? Why am I concerned about? Why
do you think Tucker did it? Let me ask you a question. Why do you think Tucker would have gone out of his way?
Because you can't trust the media.
Do you think Tucker cares about
someone's
sexual orientation?
They're lying. And I'm going, okay, I get it. My audience gets it. We're in the solutions category. It's great. I put it up on Freedom's Phoenix. But when I do the show, I'm not, you know, I could just do the show, read on Freedom's Phoenix headlines. Why would I even do a show on, you know, specific interests or about politics or whatever? You know what? Why would I just, you know, go read Freedom's Phoenix? You know, or I could do the commentary on Freedom's Phoenix, which is what a lot of guys do. They just go to the headlines that they pick out, and hell, I pick out, and put it on a freaking webpage. So I go, here. You know, it's got 600,000 articles. I've been doing this since 05. I've been doing radio since 03. You think I don't get it? You think the audience doesn't get it? You think that we don't see what's going on? Well, what about the newbies? What about the new guys? Go to the site. If you don't get it in 3 weeks that you've been totally programmed, totally BS, then I'm here for solutions. I am like, what are we going to do about it? How are you going to prepare yourself? Donna and I, now that she's come back, you know, we're together after the summer of grandma and, you know, her mom and all that kind of stuff. You know, what's the first thing we did? All right, we need to go, you know, go to Sam's Club, stock up on whatever. I mean, it's hundreds of dollars, just beans and, well, you couldn't even get rice, I don't think. It was beans that were low. You know, black-eyed peas were gone. You know, it's kind of, so we're just, which is what she prefers, so I can get pinto beans, refried beans, mixed beans. I'm from Southwest. Pinto beans, we can do it, make it work. So we start going and buying, you know, it's now some ridiculous amount, you know, $5 a can of Spam. What? When did that happen? But now they got maple flavor, you know. So I am just going through and trying to solve all of the... Hell, my kids still got toilet paper from our attic from when the shortage was during the lockdown. Then we were moving all the grandkids in the attic. We found the toilet paper. Grandma and Grandpa had it, along with tampons and you know. We had 6 gallons of hand sanitizer. I'm like, they had big half-gallon ones. We had like 12. I go, what the crap? How did we wind up with so much? Because when she'd go to the store, she'd just, like, buy one because they were cheap. And it just accumulated. You know, the prepping thing is like, you know, so we got to restart. Solutions. If you're not doing that, every time you see some of this stuff, I always say on the radio, all right, go, Donna, we need another 20-pound bag of whatever. Why? Because they're pissing me off. Because I got to do something. What am I going to do? Not make myself as susceptible, vulnerable to what they're going to require of me. Oh, you can eat if you did this. Well, I'll eat. I don't want to do that. Well, you got to be in a situation that you can do that. So this is why I want to move on to something else. I get your point. You know, this is bad. I'll let you finish on one freaking major solution of revelation of Obama, gay cocaine, you know, Tucker thing, you know, and then on to something else. Because I freaking, if you don't get it by now, you're intentionally ignorant. You're intentionally putting off to someone. And when you say libertarians, you know, they don't follow. Of course they follow. They follow a principle. They follow leaders that are worthy of being followed. They follow ideology. They follow what works. They follow the truth. You know, so to say, well, they're looking at somebody to follow. Yeah, give me somebody to follow. well, well, Trump, he's our man. He can't do it. No one can. I mean, you know, I was like, really? You know? So be your own leader.
I would argue maybe, I can't have proof on this, but you know, when you're seeing his numbers go higher and higher, you know, it's a whole debate or discussion itself about why, you know, and I think there's many factors involved, but as stupid as it is to this audience, a story like the Sinclair issue is just, it just hammers mainstream media even more. So when the media says, you know, J6 was an insurrection, Donald Trump is a fascist, this over here, there's more than two genders, and you're a racist, sexist, homophobe, deplorable, fill in the blank, blah, blah, blah. All of this, you know, that you know, people were not used to challenging mentally the media. This audience, it's called a Tuesday when we challenge the media. We're challenged what's being told to us. We at least, kind of like my friend from the Soviet Union, you know, we look at it as it is, like Pravda. You know, we know, okay, there might be a kernel of truth in there, but there's a lot of spinning, or you need a lot of context. You need to understand history and other things to try to put in context what you're being told, what's the agenda of your own country, what, you know, blah, blah, blah. The average person has never done this. So just to be able to challenge or just questioning things is the win. And the more people question especially since Trump got in, I have to say, you know, libertarians have done a lot. Ross Perot has done a lot. Ralph Nader, I give credit to all these people, nationalists or people who are anti-establishment, RFK Jr., respect him often, quite a bit. But, Trump, love him or hate him, you know, has done more to wake up people about questioning the world around them than the entire history of the Libertarian Party, and God bless the libertarians. So anyway, so lots going on there, and yes, I don't care whether he's gay or not. I do also watch, you know, I like to look at the culture component. Since you give me one more bite at the apple of this topic, I'm going to point this out. I do watch, hey, it's your fault, I shouldn't have brought up. but real quick, I do watch something that's kind of a waste of time in some ways, but are these reaction videos. And I never quite told you this, but there's a different channel of groups. There's like a group of Jewish people. There's a group of young black men from the Chicago area. I think some of them are alphas. I was associated. Believe it or not, the only white guy in a black fraternity, Alpha Phi Alphas, way back in the day. Long story. But the thing is, I'll watch different channels of kind of normies that just have these, you know, reaction videos to current events or things that are going on. And it's fascinating to watch them react to these things. I mean, yeah, some of them are just put on an act, but some of them are pretty legit. And I watched two of them just last night, you know, watching people react to the Sinclair deal. Again, for me, I don't care. But to see them process, I'm watching them process that, you know, how many layers are involved here about you know, whether... You know, they're told that Obama is a family man and how many people some of these black gentlemen were saying, you know, they're ticked off with how many people that they know, and this goes for white people too, that are in jail or prison for marijuana possession for different drugs. And then to find out that the president was doing lines of cocaine, you know, the people are taking different things from this and the fact that it was lied. And so they start to shatter the whole narrative of everything. It's like Neo getting those. That, you know, seeing the the deja vu, and you're starting to think there's something wrong in your reality. That's happening. So anyway, we're talking about solutions. Let's jump off. I know the main solutions right now are food. It's a food thing. Ernie and I definitely on the same page, and this audience, hopefully you guys are too. But sometimes there's some things I look at even a little further. I want to share with the audience and Ernie. When my wife and I am an old dad, first time father, old timer, but. I speak Japanese. I went to school in Japan, and I decided to do that back in the 1980s when many of you remember Japan looked like they were going to be taking everything over. They had literally bought Rockefeller Center in New York, and that's when I thought, hey, well, maybe learning how to say hello in Japanese might be helpful. Well, anyway, as my wife and I got pregnant with our daughter, we had a little discussion about the expectations of both of us being parents, and I said, I only have one demand. That's it. I'm pretty laid back. And the one is that before my daughter graduates high school, I want her to know Chinese or Mandarin. I said, that's all I ask.
For a whole bunch of reasons. And anyway, Ernie, we're putting her into a Chinese immersion program. So she'll be learning half her day in Chinese starting at age six. And she will be completely fluent in it. I studied Chinese or Mandarin myself when I was studying Japanese. It's a whole different beast. But it's interesting the reactions I get. You know, I'm getting some, you know, normie friends and family.
Biker Jim Rogers did the same thing. He was, when we had him on in the mid-2000s, he had, you know, he was, God, 60-whatever years. He had his daughter and had a Mandarin-speaking nanny, and you got this little blonde girl speaks fluent Mandarin. And I'm going, yes. Don't even have to ask why. You know, I get it.
French, strangely enough, is coming back. I didn't realize. I thought French, it's like why would you learn that now?
Africa.
They're claiming that's going to be the dominant language for European language next to English in about 20 years from now. It's going to be the most spoken, which is surprising, actually. However, the countries where French will be most spoken would be... I don't. Not enough to comment on the show right now.
I am,
but
you know, just off the top of my head, a lot of colonies in Africa are French-speaking. You know, Algiers.
That was it.
And they all did this invasion of Europe, you know, and they were colonies of France, which they just took over Niger or whatever the heck it was, who cares. You know, it was some other country, and they, you know, booted out the U.S., French, whatever-backed government that they had and took over a coup of military. We're in charge now. And, you know, they speak French. So what's going to happen with all those refugees or people that want, you know, be with the West or go to Europe, or which has already happened? Well, a lot of these guys, they speak French. So is it, you know, an invasion of culture? Yeah. But it's also they're bringing language, which is going to be what? A lot of it's French from Africa. So I think that's why.
Ernie, no, you're completely right. It just jogged my memory. That was the specific reason. So, yeah, wow. Your intuition serves you well, Ernie. Yeah, it's all the colonies, all these French-speaking countries. There was a list. I couldn't believe how many countries in the world still have French as their dominant language. The only one for us is Canada, French Canada. But, yes, it's in Africa. And we've covered on the show that Africa is going to be the continent of the future. You know, it's always been kind of like the ignored continent. The rest of the world gets all the activity.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.